Cardinal Donald Wuerl, Archbishop of Washington, D.C., says Pope Benedict's decision to step down is understandable, given the far greater demands of a modern papacy. He spoke to Vatican Radio's Susie Hodges.
The first thing I want to say is the news obviously came as a great surprise. However, once I had a chance to read the declaration that he issued saying why, I began to realize what a courageous man our Holy Father is. I have always thought of him as a person of great fortitude, but it takes enormous humility to be able to say in self-appraisal, I can't do this any longer. And then it takes great courage to say, I'm going to actually take this step. And as he said, he prayed over this. This was an action that comes out of his conscientious assessment of his role before God. I have nothing but admiration for our Holy Father. This was an enormous surprise, but at the same time, one cannot help but admire the courage and the truthfulness and the humility.
And what, for you, are some of the highlights of his papacy?
I have two. One is an actual moment in time, and as you can imagine, since I'm the Archbishop of Washington, it would include his visit to the United States nearly 5 years ago, and how he captured the hearts of people, not just Catholics, but people all over this country with his visit. His remarkable homily at Nationals Park, challenging all of us to be able to bring our faith in what he called a new Pentecost to confront the growing secularism. That's one thing. The second is probably going to be his synod on the new evangelization, that in a way is a culmination of everything he has been preaching in his pontificate, that this is a new moment in the life of the church, that there is a new, fresh sense of the outpouring of the Spirit, and that our task is to turn to all of those people who have drifted away from the practice of the faith, all of those people, particularly young adults, who think that the church has nothing to bring them, and reintroduce, repropose the gospel of Christ to them. I think that will be his resounding legacy, that he has called the entire church universal to focus on what will be the mission of the church well into the future, and that is bringing this generation, this secularized world, back to a recognition that Jesus is the answer to all of those staggering concerns of the human heart that aren't being met elsewhere.
What do you think we have missed, though, by the fact that he is stepping down at this point rather than continuing as Pope until his death?
Well, I think that is, as he has related in the context of the meeting with the other cardinals, I think he was measuring the demands of a modern papacy. There are two elements that are new to modern papacies. One is it's really now become a requirement to travel. This ministry of presence, the Pope has to be present to his flock around the globe. That in itself is extraordinarily demanding. The second is we live in an age of instant communications. This is an age in which people derive much of their information from sources other than the traditional ones. We're into the whole social media. We're into the whole social contact. We're into instantaneous, immediate communications, unmediated. And I think the Holy Father recognizes that and is simply saying, wouldn't it be good to have someone with fresh energy begin to address this? Personally, I think he has done an extraordinary job. He has traveled. At the same time, he has been present in Rome to speak to the whole world from there. And I believe he has begun to utilize the means of modern communication. But he seems to be saying that he doesn't have the energy any longer to do this, and it's time for someone to come in and continue in the direction moving forward.
Of course, his decision to resign does set a precedent. Do you think we're going to see in the future, you know, there's going to be more likely that popes in the future will also resign?
Well, now that our Holy Father has shown that it can be done, then there's no reason why someone in the future would necessarily hesitate on the grounds there's no precedent. But I think as we go into the future, every Pope is going to have to look at his own pontificate, his own state of health, and what the Holy Spirit is asking him to do. This is a unique moment in the Church for us right now, and how it plays out will, I think, be always under the guidance of the Holy Spirit.